Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are...
Welcome back.
Well, you know, it's not even welcome back this
we
time.
We here. We ain't missing no stops.
Nah, it's because like last week, if we was at the old crib.
Matter of fact, it's not a welcome back. It's just a welcome.
Yeah, it's a welcome. It's a welcome. We got the new digs.
Yeah.
We got a new digs. Wanda Dawn. You was in the old crib. Now you in the new crib.
How does the new crib feel? How the new crib feel?
I ain't gonna lie. It's real sexy here.
Look, it's real sexy. You don't gotta tell niggas we getting money, but how do you tell that niggas is getting money without telling niggas getting money?
You tell them to look at the sky.
Look at the sky.
How you got the sky in the crib, though?
Are you showing them the sky right now?
Can they see the sky? Yeah.
That's how you tell
them. If niggas had stars in the Rave, we podcast with the sky with the sky on the ceiling.
Sky, you know, the ladies do call me Sky Daddy.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I have nothing for that. Like I'm God.
Like I'm God.
Well, you know, even though we're in a new crib, we're still old time. So we want to thank all the listeners. We appreciate y'all for listening. Shout out to the neighborhood. Y'all been with us through like 3 or 4 cribs.
Facts.
But you know, that's what happens in the black community.
You got it. Jefferson's.
Y'all move on up.
To the east side.
What's the name of the studio so we can shout y'all out? Shout out to that. Yo, that sounds
crazy. It was the letters they got mixed up, but I get it. The HMD, right?
HMD.
Because it was... Hold my dick.
Hold on. Nah, shout out to HFB Studios for holding us down.
Shout
the new
out
crib.
Big Kev. What's your name, my boy? Shout out Andrew. Shout out Devin. Shout out to the nigga Devon Terrell.
That's a homie.
Brooklyn legend.
That's a good guy right there.
That nigga is literally a
Brooklyn
legend.
That nigga
be
doing covers before covers.
That's a fact. So shout him out. Shout out Kev. You know what I mean? If y'all got a podcast that y'all are going to record and nobody's probably going to listen, but you want to do it and feel like somebody's going to listen, y'all should probably come to hold my day. I mean, HMD Studio. We're in Brooklyn, baby.
Yeah, we here. Don't tell them too much. I don't want to know. Listen.
Summer getting spicy.
Pull up to any studio, but we won't be at that one. We're at this one. So find us if you may. But yeah, shout out to the new studio. This is where we at. You know, a lot more content. This studio.
We picking it up. COVID is really.
That's a fact.
I'm not going to say COVID's done, but you know, the world is opening up every
day.
We're
talking about what COVID did to us. Because a lot of people, our listeners don't know, and they have been asking. So let's be transparent.
A lot of our neighbors have been upset with us because because we kind of, I'm not going to say we didn't drop the ball, but COVID really hurt us. All three of us were in different states. Some were different countries. I am something.
Yeah, I was about to say you are something.
So it's harder to record, obviously, because we're not together. So we tried hard and we did it on Zoom. But I'm going to tell y'all this. I'm not doing no more Zooms for y'all. Y'all need to see y'all face. Y'all need to see it color. You need to see these good beards, these good hairlines.
Great garments.
Great draw structures.
Niggas
all this
great garments. Great garments.
Everything. Because I always
organic,
tell the ladies.
Yo, we might be the best dressed. It ain't even me. I said this before. We're the best dressed podcast.
Absolutely. That's a gift.
I'll give it to you.
We're the best dressed podcast.
I'll give it to y'all, for sure.
Like, niggas really get busy.
We ain't even gonna name
the other
names.
And it'd be on recording days.
Y'all got it.
Like, it'd be recording days and niggas.
And the crazy thing on my recording days, I'm probably the most bummy because I really don't care. I really want to come here flip flops, but it was raining, so
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah.
So, we're getting back to our content. We're getting back to good. We're getting back to everybody being around, back to our family. Like, before we had a whole bunch of houses in the neighborhood over quarantine. Now we're back under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all don't see Mac here. It's all right. My man is working very, very hard. He actually did an amazing thing this weekend for Father's Day.
Damn sure did.
He brought in his father-in-law.
Yep.
And surprised his wife. Yep. So that's a beautiful thing. So they're out in D.C. doing all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's why he's not here today. But he's doing his fatherly duties, which I'm not a father, so that's why I'm here.
Me neither.
He is a great father. Actually, we can talk about this.
No.
I can't. I won't. because you don't like to talk about that too much. But what? I will say one thing. This is the first time I met your daughter this weekend.
Oh, you can talk about it. Yeah, yeah,
first time I met your daughter this weekend.
All she talked about was Uncle Ryan when we left.
Absolute. I was young.
How old?
He met my youngest, my 9-year-old.
Yeah, so we're talking about music, and we're talking about who she likes to listen to. And I'm like, yo, who's your number one? Like, who's your go-to? She like, I'm like, nah, you got to give me. She's like, I don't know. I was like, who do you really go to? She like, J. Cole. And when she said Cole name, I look.
Her shower playlist? She got a shower playlist, right? All Cole.
That's crazy.
It's all J. Cole and Olivia Rodrigo.
And then the McDonald's boys.
Oh my God, I don't even remember. Those people I don't even like talking about. BTS,
that's
their name.
Yeah, BTS. I don't know where they're from.
K-pop or some shit like that. They're from Korea.
They're from Korea. Yeah, you know they do the McDonald's course with all the makeup. So me and her going at it
with the super clean faces.
Mm-hmm. The big makeup. I'm like, yo, there's makeup. She's telling me, no, that's not makeup. I'm just like, you know what?
That's when Ryan realized that's my kid.
Yeah, she was like, she knew she was wrong, but she was like, nope. No makeup.
Ryan showed her a picture.
Big makeup.
Was like, there's no makeup? She was like, nah.
I'm like, that's not eyeliner. It's a black. She's like, no, you woke up like that. I'm like, you know what?
My oldest would have folded. Right? Yeah. My oldest would have folded. That's why I like dealing with my oldest. I'm like, she like me. She like, they both like me to a certain extent. So if my oldest get in trouble, she don't even fight. She don't lie. She don't stand tall.
I was
wrong. All right, Dad. That's me.
That young one?
When Sonny get in trouble, she's also me.
Yeah.
When I'm wrong.
I'm ready it up. Fuck, what?
I'm like,
fuck
well, no. Nah, actually, I'm not. Nah. Like, we were arguing earlier.
Yeah.
Because like, I was like.
Dancing around.
I had to eat. I was like.
But you know the crazy part?
I just don't like them niggas.
I'm the same way, too. Like, is it something that I know I'm wrong? A lot of times as I get older, I'm understanding how to just, you know. Put on tape and be like, you right? But then at a certain point, it's like, yo, you might be right, but I still think I'm right too. Fuck you.
Because I'm not about to be wrong. We can both be right.
For what?
But I'm not about to be wrong.
Or we both gonna be wrong.
I'll stop doing that.
You know what I'm saying?
Because then I'll just get to the point where I want to fight you. That's it.
That's the scariest.
Yeah.
What is he our sign?
Nah, he's fire.
Leo.
He's still fire.
Oh, it's a fire sign. Yeah. Okay. Because that's the thing about
Leo
me, bro.
Over there too.
Yeah.
So that's the thing about me, bro. Like, if I gotta accept I'm wrong, if you prove me I'm wrong,
yeah,
I can eat that. If I have to accept I'm wrong, I'm cool. But if you keep going
and tit for tat, yeah.
Now I wanna I'm wrong. Let's fight.
But you know us. When we know we right, we're gonna put every fact that
hell
we got.
Yeah. Rod does that.
So what about that? So you mean to tell me this? And then you'll get caught up in the moment because you're not thinking too much. So where you say something, and I'm like, but you just said.
Right.
I'll walk you down a long ass hallway.
Right.
And you're going to think you Rosie Josie. No. Oh, boop, doo, 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 doo.
Because me and Ryan, I think, and Ryan, you tell me if I'm wrong in this instance, we're so used to just accepting shit from people, right? The people we love, at least.
Yep. Fact.
That we kind of concede, right? Nobody ever really talks about that. Everybody talks about our aggression. Everybody talks about our passive aggression. Nobody talks about the fact that sometimes out of love, we just concede. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, ma. All right, boo. Yeah. All right, cousin. All right, cool. Because at least tell me if I'm wrong, right?
No, you're right.
We love the relationship more than we care. It's like I always say, we rather be happy than rather be right.
Mm.
When you give us that opportunity to be right, oh my God.
I'm taking it to the top. Especially, I mean, there's moments that I take it to the top when it's really important to me, but especially if it's not a make or break, like a relationship type of shit, and I just know, like, yo, you're just bugging, like, stop. And I just put it out on the line. Like, here you go. What's up? How we gonna do this? But yeah, I met your daughter. She's amazing. Me and her got along right away.
That's wonderful. In my view, she met a lot of people in the park today.
But he made it clear. Like, yo,
you could call
this
him
is this. He said, yeah. You could call him Ryan. Like, you call him Uncle Ryan. This is Uncle Ryan. So after that, it was
like
just
everybody
like,
else, it was like,
regular.
Like, Mouse had to step over to the side. He had to, you know, talk out some business, whatever was going on.
I know niggas got to be proud of me, bro.
Yo.
Niggas gotta be proud of me, bro.
Let me start the podcast off. Welcome to the guys next door, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Mouse Jones is actually growing, y'all. He's becoming a bigger man, a better person, and a greater spirit. I've seen it with my own eyes, and it means so much to me because since me and him are so alike, since he don't drink or smoke, sometimes maybe when I smoke, that could just level me out.
Right.
And it's like, yo, I'm tight, but it's like, yo, let me just get out of here and go in my zone. Since he doesn't, he tends to take shit to the, he doesn't have to go that far, but since he doesn't have a vice in a way that I do, that he could just be like, he just like, yo, fuck that.
I'm the Little Wayne light of flick.
Yeah, yeah, so it's like, so over the weekend, it was Juneteenth.
Shout out to Juneteenth.
Shout out to Juneteenth.
I was outside.
Shout out to Clinton Hills, Fort Greene was in Fort Greene Park. I'm from Clinton Hills.
We kicked off Juneteenth. Me and Juan. We kicked. Cousin Juan is here. Cousin Juan is here.
Brooklyn Mayor.
We kicked off the Friday, right? I was with you at the Councilman Waterman.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. That was the same day. Mm-hmm. Same day. So
touching. Yeah, we was touching the streets. Properly.
So Mouse. So look, not only is Mouse growing, but he was giving back. Mm-hmm. He was showing love to candidates that to be mayor and stuff like that.
I know I don't really fuck with the politics, but I seen first of all when Shoy reached out about Shout out to Akoya. About Councilman Waterman, it was a no brainer. It was a no brainer. It was like, oh, that's a man of God. First of all. Nigga said Rev. I said, oh, he's in the church?
Yeah.
Got my vote.
And owned the church.
Which means there ain't no shiste going on.
Nah.
Talk to him, had a great talk.
Some people that own the church. We ain't gonna do it because you know. They take thy dollar.
From thy neighbor.
From thy neighbor.
But not him. Not Waterman.
Good guy. So, I mean, y'all, by the time y'all hear this, he's probably already been elected because that's what I'm saying.
We're going to speak it up.
But yeah, Juneteenth was really good.
Facts. So they started together. Mouse and Juan was giving back. Juan also has a food truck. I will get into that before I go into this. But we rolled out. We chilled. We went to Fort Greene Park. That's my neighborhood. That's where I grew up. It means so much to me. I saw people that I haven't seen in years.
Beautiful.
And it's like, to know that just, I don't know how good you're doing in life or bad you're doing in life, but you just know we there and we don't have those problems. We all there as black people at that day. It felt good to know that.
A lot of people give and get passes. Absolutely. In Fort Greene Park.
And to be that, that's our first black holiday. Besides like Black History Month, which they just violate us in general. Because they put every fucking award show in that month. Grammys, All-Star. They do everything.
But it's also the shortest month.
But the shortest month. They violate us, but cool. They give us a day, and I was there, and I could tell my future kids and whatever comes after me. It's like, I was there the first time, and we spent it where I grew up. That was significant for me, because I was where I grew up my whole life. And so going in there, fast forward into Mouse growth. He had a little, I'll call it a discrepancy, because it wasn't a threat to Mouse. That's why he never had something to say. So me and Mouse agree to this, and I say Juan agrees too. If we don't really have problems with niggas. Mm-hmm. And if you have a problem with us, and we might have a little problem with you, if you're not a threat, and I'm saying this so everybody can really take this and put this into their life, implement this into their life. If it's not a threat to you, pay it no mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now if it's a threat, you have to step to that situation. If it's not a threat, especially physically or anything that can hurt somebody, whatever it is, just walk by them. You don't got to look at them. You don't got to talk, because they're not a threat to you. You know they're not going to do nothing to you.
Right.
But this was not a threat to Mouse at all. Mm-mm. But it was something that weighed heavy on. I won't say on his heart, but it was on his mind.
It was heavy on his heart. I don't even talk about it to an extent, right, without saying names. Basically, somebody that I had a relationship with, I deemed this person like not a bro.
Before you go into that, the dude he's talking about is just a genuine good person.
He's a good
person. When he texts me and I just be doing shit and I'm busy and I forget to text, I genuinely feel bad. Like when I had my kidney transplant, he didn't have to come to the hospital. He came in. So in my mind, like he doesn't have a bad bone in his body.
And that's why I never did nothing to him, because
But some people just make bad mistakes.
Bing. Right? He made a bad decision. I don't believe in mistakes, but he made a bad decision.
He made a series of bad decisions.
That rubbed me the wrong way. So I was like,
in real time?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was just over a course of time.
Okay. It was a couple incidents that I was like, I give you a pass, one. Two is like, you bugging, but And then there's one that's like, I have to say something because I don't want to make this repetitive, and I don't want you to go from the guy that I think is a great individual to now I want to fuck you up.
So it's multiple bad choices. It's a series of bad choices.
But that's how you know how good of an individual he is.
Because I keep giving him a pass, and I said, the last time it happened, I said, Ryan was actually there for that time it happened. Because I'm on the phone, I'm barking on somebody, I'm like, I bet the next time I see this nigga, I'm gonna slap shit out of him. Yeah. I ain't gonna snuff him.
Yeah.
I'm just slap shit out of him, let him know
you
violated. And this is it.
Yeah.
This is where it's going. Yeah. If you want to take it somewhere past this, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But you're definitely getting
fat.
And I'm glad, and what I tell everybody, I'm glad and see him when I was ready for that. Because I would have violated him.
Yeah.
But I said, cool. I'm homegirls got in between and said, just talk. I said, I ain't gonna reach out to him. If he talked to me, cool.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Ryan. This really showed the growth. I'm talking to Ryan. Ryan don't even know.
I don't know. First of all, I barely know the story. Like, I don't know nothing.
That's always the case.
So he tapped me. He like, yo, first of all, I don't have kids. You got to understand me? So if I have a problem, I don't have to talk to nobody if I have a problem. I go right into the situation.
We both on this couch.
So he,
but
the way he did it was so grown. He looked over, saw his daughter, tapped somebody. He tapped me. He's like, yo, come over here with me. But before he did that, he tapped me. He's like, yo, my daughter right here. I want her back to face me so she's not in our conversation, but I want her to be around.
Be close.
But can you just watch out? So when he said that, I'm just like, all right, maybe we talk. It could have been a money thing he didn't want. He could have been whatever it was. Yeah.
You just didn't know yet.
I just didn't know yet. Yeah. So I was like, all right, put a door. Cool. We turn around. Then they get into this conversation. Me, my face is just like this.
Right, Ryan, whole time. And the reason I have Ryan there because Ryan, what I never want. For me, I already know how I have a reputation. I have a name for being rowdy.
Uh-huh.
I never want nobody to feel like they got to perform. And then that puts me in a bad predicament. Mm-hmm. It's going to force me to put them in a worse predicament. Mm-hmm. So I brought Ryan over because I'm just like, Ryan is the mediator.
If I know both parties.
Ryan will be able to. Ryan is one of the only human men walking this earth that could be like, Mouse, chip.
Yeah.
I didn't even want Boy to even feel like he had to perform.
Yeah.
So Ryan's day, Ryan's only here good.
So it could be regular.
It's a better feeling when you know the other somebody. You might have an issue with somebody, but somebody that you know, that you respect, that you know you don't have problems with, is there to be like, yo, look, I don't have to, I didn't say a word.
That was it.
Yeah.
I just, boom. So everybody go. And I just told them, as men, I literally say, yo, as men, this is what you did, bro.
Yeah.
And I ain't really appreciate it this time. Or this time, and I'm damn sure not standing for it this time.
Yeah.
So this, what we gonna do?
But he did make it firmly known that I was ready to beat your. Like I was ready to turn this shit up. But he had to say that because if you don't set the tone. If you don't, it could keep happening again until you have to do it, and nobody wants to do that. So you got to set your boundaries.
People aren't. And I don't know if I'm not like that, but sometimes there are people who don't learn a lesson or don't understand unless they know what was on the other side. Not to say you're scared, but you might not want to deal with that, right? You might not be scared to fight me, or you may not be scared of what's going to come with having an issue with me.
Yeah.
But you may not want to deal with it either, right? So nobody's pussy.
We too grown.
Nobody's less than a man. It's simply me saying, oh, okay, boom, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if there has to be no
Devonta rolling the ball. Get on camera. Say what up. We just shouted y'all out.
All right, what's good? Yo.
What's good with it?
Yo. My boy got mad shit to talk to you about.
Shout out, shout out our landlords. But But like I was saying, long story short, because it does spin into what I really want to talk about today. I basically had to just let them know, like, listen, I don't care if you're pussy or not, right? Because a lot of times that shit, we'll talk about that later. A lot of times when niggas use certain words, you know, I'm not scared of you, I'm not pussy, it puts niggas in a, like, why would you tell me that?
Yeah, for what?
It's a Juneteenth fault. But I just want to let you know, I don't think you're pussy. I don't think you're less than a man. But I don't want you to think I'm less than a man either, so I don't want this to continue to be a thing. This is what happened. I'm willing to mend this fence and things go back to being regular, or we never have to speak about it again, or I'm ready to go to war.
Yeah.
I'm going to just tell this nigga to stand right here. I'm going to dump you on your head so my daughter don't see it, and then I'm going to leave this park calmly.
Because choose your option.
Because what you don't know is niggas over there ready to ride. There's niggas right there ready to ride.
That's
might like Ryan, but if Ryan see me take off on you, Ryan's probably going to ride with me. So I'm just saying.
You
don't
got to say probably.
So I'm just saying.
Probably is not.
How do you want to do this?
It ain't going to be in your favor.
It's not going to be in your favor. And like men, two men realize that, yo, there's a genuine kinship here. Brother, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows how I feel about he knows. That's one thing. Everybody knows I hate apologies. Yeah. I don't believe in him. He never apologized. he made it right. He said, my brother, never again.
And and of course, there were some things in between other people talking that didn't need to do this and that. And there's always going to be that. But when there's two people, two individuals, two good individuals, don't matter if they don't like each other, they got disagreements, they can still be cool. And that's what showed me with Mouse. And I'm just like, yo, we've been doing this pod for like
2.5 years.
2 years, a little, like not even a half yet, like 2 years and a couple months, to the point where it's like we've all had so much growth from even Mac going into the first episode. Like, I don't know about, I don't know what kid's gonna come, and now he has a kid and he's married. Like, to me and going through all the shit that I've been through with work. And
you had two kidneys at the beginning of this
podcast. Yeah, I had two kidneys. I got one. I had a job. I have none. Like, like, I went from working for the man to being the man.
Hey.
So it's like,
let's clap that up, man.
Like, shout out. And Mouse has so many accomplishments that y'all might see on the gram because he posted. But y'all got to understand, like, Mouse would have never had this conversation 2 years ago. He would have, it wouldn't have been nothing to talk about.
I had to drop, yo, I laughed so hard, right? Because I don't even think I told Ryan. I did. That's what alerted Ryan. I said, yo, I got to drop on this nigga. He don't even see it. Boy would not have seen it coming because I was by, you know, Ryan, yeah. He like this. So I'm on the side of him and I'm talking like this. Boy's walking.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been nasty.
And I literally said to Ryan, I said, I got to drop on this nigga.
Yeah.
And Ryan said, what?
I don't even listen.
And then Boy comes over and daps him.
Oh.
And still don't know.
That's the craziest thing. He did tell me that. He's like, I got to drop on this nigga. And I'm like, he like, watch. I'm like, so he dapped me. And then when he goes to that Mouse, that's what I'm realizing, everything in my head. I'm like, huh? Mouse like, I'm like, oh. They like, yo, boy, let me holler at you. But it didn't go how I thought it was going to go. I thought it would have went a negative way.
Nah, it was Juneteenth.
Shout out to Juneteenth,
man. It was
like
a therapy session. I didn't want no violence with the drugs, black people, my daughter here. I want to see. Literally, my daughter, I really like, my daughters really get to see all of me. Because obviously I had one at 17, so she's seen a lot of growing up. And my youngest, she...
Shout out to you. You have a high school.
I got a high school in there, boy. Oh, my God. Since graduation was yesterday. Oh, yo, my God, bro.
You have a high school.
Nigga, I took...
You know what's so crazy? I saw your daughter, and I was like, did you just graduate? She like... I was like, wait. That's the your oldest.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to us, man. Shout out to us as black men. But that brings me to what I want to talk about today, right? And it's so perfect. It's perfect because I had this... You know, we little transparency. I have this, you know, this note that I share with everybody. And it's just more topics, right? Just topics of great conversation. And it was like, I kept saying like, damn, when I want to talk about this, I want to talk about it. Today was the perfect day to talk about it. Just because everything happened. So I want to talk about today as black men, as grown ass black men entering, well, we're already, we're already on the third floor. So entering this next phase, this next decade of life.
Do you got to explain to people what third floor is? Some people don't
know. Not all of them.
They know.
So entering that.
You a neighbor, bro.
Yeah. Right. Cousin Juan. Cousin Juan.
Look, listen, I'm worried about the world. I ain't worried about the world.
No, they know.
The world knows.
Never worried about
our show. They know.
So entering this and one, to not just enter it, but being able to thrive in it, something that we got to talk about is the way that black men deal with conflict with other black men. And I think it's perfect. Ryan brought that up because I'm like, boom, let's talk about this. This is the perfect time to talk about it.
It is.
So I want to ask y'all, I grew up on Long Island. Obviously, I'm a Brooklyn nigga at heart. My father's from Gowanus. I've been out here on and off all my life. I've acclimated and become that. But y'all had to grow up out here. So just talk about like some of the ways y'all seen conflict amongst black men growing up.
I'll start this off, and I know Ra could chime in easily. It's not hard for us to gain friends in school at all. Never. So with that aspect, it's easy for us to see all the different styles of people before we meet them because they come into us first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's easy for us to be like, all right, cool. We see how this is.
Yeah,
I'm good on you.
You're not an enemy, but I don't got to chill with you. Like I grew up knowing like my circle is the way that I'm going to be looked at.
Yeah.
If I chill around a whole bunch of broke niggas, I'm gonna be broke. If I chill around a whole bunch of dangerous gangster niggas, I'm gonna turn into a dangerous gangster nigga.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way it was. So for me, sports, hanging around with my crew, we all played basketball, like, to the core. When it was me, Connie, Rodney, AJ, Jay, Omari, we were all around the same age, so we went to tournament. Not saying we didn't get, like, scuffles and shit like that, but we were such a close unit that the OGs around was just like, yo, y'all don't got to do none of this shit. Y'all going to play ball. Y'all going to do this. So the conflict, my eye for conflict was was like in a fisheye lens. I got to see it. I got to see that shit to a distance, but I didn't have to touch the shit.
Yo, you are a podcaster, Yo, Rob,
pop potting.
Rye,
the fisheye, the fisheye.
Yo,
fire.
Y'all wasn't really here from day one.
I was
when
here.
Rye had the headphones on.
I was here.
And glasses, and the nigga glasses.
This is crazy. Yeah.
And nigga
a boot, he broke his leg. Yeah. He had a boot.
He showed up with the first day pocket protector and a 5-star binder. And now the nigga got
ready.
Metaphors off the top of the dope. Look. Yo, clap it up for Rye being a podcaster, baby. Yo, if y'all in the room, we say clap it up. You got clap it up.
But not so from my perspective, it was just like, I know who I don't want to chill with.
Right.
But if I do get into that situation, like you said, people always want to be our friend. I knew if I didn't want to fight, I didn't have to. If I didn't want to go that way, but I knew somebody that would.
Yep.
Right.
And I knew somebody that would do it for me.
Right.
Yep. Just because we're good ass people and we bring that aura. So my look at conflict was a little different. I think I saw conflict in a different eye once I moved out of New York.
Wow. Mm. Okay. Talk about that.
Because everybody doesn't know, but a lot of people know, I went to a lot of schools. I went to like K through 6, I was in one, then I moved to Jersey for a year, then I went to Red Hook, 8th grade, then I went to prep school, played ball for 2 years, then moved to California, played ball in high school, went to 3 different schools. So every year, for me, every year going to a new school, like everybody knows that first day of school feeling, whether the school that you've been going to forever or it's a new school.
Yeah, it's the
clothes put out on the bed.
What should I wear?
You ain't going to sleep.
They gonna learn I'm the nigga.
Yeah.
Exactly. Especially with you, because you coming from a place where you where everybody around is the nigga. So when you go somewhere else, you like, no, I'm the nigga.
So for the average, it's like your most things you got to worry about when you're going to the same school is what I'm gonna wear. Who I'm gonna see? Damn, I ain't seen that girl in a minute. Right, yo, right. Who I'm basketball
what girls
coach?
Gonna
I gotta
me.
Talk to him. I gotta do this. For me, my first, none of that really mattered to me. It was like, fuck, I gotta start all over again.
Wow,
man. I gotta know how to talk to you and how to talk to you. And you weren't raised like me, because that's the biggest thing for me. It's like, I don't like common sense is really big to me, and common sense is not common
it's
for everybody.
Not common.
But my mother always taught me. She was like, "Yo, everyone wasn't raised like you, so you gotta kind of, especially because you're moving around a lot, you gotta kind of see shit in a different eye." So that's why when I go to schools, I'd be like, "All right, I play ball, so that's gonna be my first initial pitch.
Right.
I know I'm good enough on the court that y'all are not gonna try to beat me up or shit like that. Boom.
Right.
But then going to these schools, either you get bullied or you don't become a bully, but you just step outside that.
Yeah,
and maybe you bridge the gap between the bullies and the people that get bullied.
Yeah.
But for me, it was just like, all right, first day of school, let me see how the shit is ran.
Yeah.
And how the shit. So when I moved to Cali, it's a whole different ball game. Like, instead of, you know, New York, we used to going up to girls and shit. And Cali girls coming up to you. But in New York, you go up to a girl dub you. You ain't got to worry about homie over there, because he not worried. You got dubbed. In Cali, girls is coming up to you and niggas is getting tight. Like, yo, why are you going up to him? And it's like, I'm not even asking for it. So you got to learn how to talk to people.
I'm minding my business. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to leave that in my locker.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, when it comes to
dude,
that.
That shit used to kick my ass, bro.
I hate it.
I hate it.
I even remember that.
Yo, it was to the point that with lockers, I probably keep books in other people's
that's
lockers
so they can open it up.
I can just get it out.
I'd
be like, yo, if niggas steal my book out of my locker, I'm not putting nothing important in my locker.
Nothing.
But if I put books in my locker and you want to steal them, yo, they ran in my locker, steal my books. What the fuck you want me to do? See what I'm saying?
What happened? You
North Face in a locker, came back snowing outside, gone.
I
had to fight the school for my shit back. Still didn't get it back.
See? And that's black on black crime. This is what we talking about.
So that's what I'm talking about, right? So we've seen conflict amongst black men so long, like we don't even think about it as like conflict amongst black men, it's just conflict.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like we've been in conflict with our own since day one.
Because it's more than physical conflict.
Because it's like we wake up.
It's more mental conflict than anything.
Right? Like
facts.
Like me personally, right? And I know it bugs my neighbors. It not bugs them, but like it bugs people out. Since I was like 30, maybe 29, I made a conscious effort. Everybody, every black person I see, I'm gonna greet them. I don't care where I'm at.
Mm.
I don't care where I'm at.
That's powerful.
So whenever I do it, everybody always has a... But now my neighbors, I'm in Flatbush. Now my neighbors, they Caribbean, they be like, hello. But before, I'd be like, how you doing?
Yeah.
And they be like, do that.
Yeah.
That's it. Kev, how y'all do it? Yeah, how y'all do the teeth suck? See there? Like that. I'm like, oh my God. All I said was hello.
No.
What the fuck is up? But, you know, it's starting to soften them up. And I start realizing that, because it's like, yo, we'll be somewhere. And I I don't know what it is. My wiring in my head is broke, but I know I'll be in a function and I'll be fine, but it look like I'm tight.
Yeah.
It look like I'm upset. Niggas like, yo, you good? Like, yeah, I'm straight. Yeah. Why you asking me, am I good? You good? Now we got an issue, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, we've been in conflict so long. Like you just said, like, nigga, we in the hood fighting over coats.
Everything.
I'm taking the strings off niggas' jam sports.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean? Yep. Like, niggas is violating. Yep. I'm taking niggas' Pokemon. Right? So we've been in conflict. My thing is, what has our relationship been? We know what our relationship has been with conflict in our community. Hmm. What has our relationship been with conflict resolution in our community?
It's not strong. I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. From my understanding, it's not strong. It's getting better, yes, because of Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
Black History Month becoming better. Our internet communication is getting better. So now we're able to see things better, hear things better. Now we get to see what people overseas are reacting to shit we go through now. Now we seeing everything. Now the fisheye lens is getting crazier. Now it's like, ooh, okay, cool. But back then, we ain't have none of that shit. We ain't have none of that. We ain't have
How many lives y'all think would have been saved? If we had, like, better conflict resolution growing up.
They wasn't going to teach us conflict resolution because they never wanted us to have a way to get out. They was going to keep us in this forever. They could have taught us that. They could have taught us how to talk to people. You got to understand, unless your parents were good people or they were around, they knew how to, not even saying good people, because my father just admitted he didn't know how to raise his son.
Yeah.
So not saying he wasn't a bad person, he just wasn't ready, you feel me?
That's huge.
So
admit that, that's huge.
It was crazy.
And what age was that?
I'm 32.
But that's what I'm saying, 30 years passed.
But he didn't know. See what I'm saying? Like, so
he had to come to a realization.
Yeah, he didn't meet his dad till 16, and then he disappeared for 5 years. Then when he popped back up, his pops passed away in like 2 months. So it's like it's a revolving door for us, but it takes a certain someone. It doesn't have to be your parent. It can just be a mentor to teach you how to communicate properly. There's a lot of people locked up in my eyes that if they knew how to communicate their feelings properly, they would never be there.
There's a lot of people free locked up.
I was just about to say that.
I'm one of them. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm one of them.
I'm partially.
Like when you said that just now, that's why I said that. I'm like, oh, that's me. Like, but I'm free.
Yeah.
I'm locked up because I can't properly communicate. I could orate. Like I've said this on this podcast before. Nobody can touch me when it comes time to orate. When it comes time to verbalize things, get ideas across, communicate things to people, got it.
And that's what,
when I have to communicate my feelings, how I feel,
it's tough.
I'm trapped.
Like, and with me, like, I'm very good with words.
Yeah.
Everybody knows if you put me in front of anybody, if I don't know nothing about it, you probably think I invented the shit. Like, I'm going to make you think as if I'm supposed to be there. Because in my mind, I am supposed to be there. But they taught us to go to they taught us to go to trade schools and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Wow.
They didn't teach us to be entrepreneurs like they taught these white people. Mm-hmm. They taught that from jump. They might have not said the word, but their parents was like, you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make t-shirts? Go make them. You want to go to this
white guy.
You know what I'm saying? It's a different word. They don't use that word.
Yeah. Y'all heard a white guy on a podcast today. I ain't going to say who, because I actually like the guy, but it was so funny. It was so funny. He was on a podcast and he was talking about like his struggle. Right, okay. He was like, "Yo, I was interning for," he said, "I was interning for Diddy, you know, and I lived in Soho, you know, and I would have to walk from Soho to Diddy's office, and it was like, am I gonna eat today or am I? I'm like, wow, you struggle. You lived in Soho.
Yeah.
You
walked from Soho.
Wow. Soho to Diddy's. Oh wow.
We used to walk from East New York to downtown Brooklyn,
right, for the cheesecake.
And you know, like I'm saying, everybody's struggles are different compared to their lives." That struggle is not a struggle. I don't care what you say.
It's not a struggle.
But there are people that don't understand what a struggle is. But were they supposed to? No, because nobody ever taught them that shit. Like, if in school we actually were taught from jump, instead of giving us this bullshit, the textbooks start with slavery. Like, give us some shit that we actually need outside. Like, the proper way to talk to somebody, the proper way to conduct business with someone.
So you don't
how
think
to look critical, at things you think, differently. Or,
you don't think critical race theory should be taught at all in school?
I absolutely feel like you need to know that you're black and you're a step behind everybody. You're born with a step back. I absolutely think those things. But when it comes to communication, I don't think it needs to be separated between whites and blacks. That shit is a whole conversation.
I think so.
Because
you got to communicate to everybody differently.
You got to learn how to communicate to people differently, yes. But it shouldn't have been that segregation in the beginning where you have to talk like this.
No, 100%. 100% agree. But I do. Go ahead, Ryan. My fault.
I feel like when it comes to kids, it's like you've seen those shits. Like kids don't see black, white, green, yellow. It's just like when you're young, you get taught to hate. You're around that, there's a difference.
Yeah.
When you're around some shit and it's like, yo, when they go home, they learn that bullshit. And when they come to school, everybody, it should be one organized thing. Now, if you go to a black school, if you go to a white school, it's not going, you know, that's what it is. But if y'all all in the same room, you should know, like, that person's not going to hurt you just because they're black or this is, you don't have to talk down them just because, because when they go home, they're going to learn that dumb shit.
Yep.
But when you come here, we're going to try to unlearn that shit they trying to teach you back at home. So that's the only thing that I say. Now, do I think they need to be separated in a certain, you need to have those type of mentors come to your school and just talk to the black kids about what's going on. You need to have all that.
And that's what I want to do for us. So if there's anybody listening,
I would love to go talk to
some kids. We would love
to
do that.
Absolutely.
Right? And just teach them how to communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. Because what I was saying to Juan before Brian made that point, that great point, by the way, there is a different way to communicate. And I'm not talking about talking about code switching.
Yeah.
But you got to communicate. There's a different way to communicate with your brother
100%,
or your sister 100%. Than you're going to communicate with somebody outside of your culture. It's just how it is. White people talk to white people different than they talk to us. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, if you ever pay attention, like the next time you're at a festival or anything, when white people are talking to white people, it's hey. And then when it starts, it's, right? I know, right?
Yeah. Trying to blend in.
It's like, what are you doing? Don't assimilate, be you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And don't come over and be you.
Yeah.
But we know.
I'm more willing to accept you for you.
People don't know that.
Than you trying to cosplay me.
But we know that because, like, RIP Paul Mooney, but everybody want to be a nigga until they want to be a nigga. Like, so of course, they're going to play that. Yo, I guarantee this. Oh, hey, how you doing? All that stuff that they think is us. Soon as... Mm-hmm. Build a CEO from this. All that black shit out their mouth out the window.
They're not talking to him.
Even, you could be right in a conversation. They're not even thinking about what they said anymore. You're looking at them like they're a whole different person. But it's like, when
face.
It comes down to, yo, the black people doing this and this, for the most part, y'all not going to stick up to us when the going get tough. Because y'all not tough and y'all going to get going.
So I do, but, you know what? Let me ask, Big Kev. How do you and Devon, right? How do y'all deal with conflict amongst each other? Because that's also a big thing, right? Conflict amongst two black men
in business.
Who are brothers and they're in business. We've seen it since day one. Like we see white people make clean breaks in business. When it's black people in business and they got to make a break or there's an issue and then it turns into a break. You know, we've seen it. How do you guys do that? Because I know... Because after that, I know me and Ryan and Matt can speak to, but like, how do you guys deal in that?
I don't know, it's new to us. Like, we know each other for a while, we've just been doing music together, so like, this is kind of new, but we also friends, we just be like, yo, bro, that shit was whack.
And there's a space for that, right?
Yeah, like,
cool,
like, that was whack.
Right.
Like, yo, bro, I need you to do X, Y, Z.
Right.
Like, I need you to do X, Y, Z. Like,
right.
Next time
around. Right.
I think you gotta be.
You're 1,000%. Yeah.
I mean, for me, communication is everything. You know that.
100%.
And how you communicate.
Because I'm not scared of shit. I'm so scared of conflict with people I love. Like, out of the three of us,
I would side more with that than what Ra is saying.
Yeah.
As far as scared of communicating.
Like, I wouldn't say scared. It's just.
I am scared.
You can't tell him what he is.
I'm fearful of it. Like, because I have a problem with abandonment. Right? So it's like, perfect example. It would be super transparent today. Like, there's so many times in this podcast where I'm just like, all right, whatever it takes to keep everybody happy. Because I don't want this to be a thing. One, I don't want it to be a thing that failed. We put so much work into it. But then I also know there's no time in life unless we continue this thing forever. There's never going to be another time in life where I get to talk to two men who I love as brothers.
All the time.
This much. Right. If we're not doing this podcast, then it's me and Ryan talking to each other on Instagram. And Ryan is I'm quick to say, yo, I don't really fuck with new people.
Yeah.
Y'all are too clear and cut, you know, except that rule. And it was like, I would hate to lose that. But life will take advantage of that.
Course,
right. Like,
of course. And you Ryan's can't. And you won't
LA,
have control.
He's in LA. He's working. We're on a 3-hour time difference. It's going to turn from every day. Yo, bro, I love you, bro. It's going to turn from that into. Oh yeah, it's gonna be like we're talking in the comments. Oh, yeah, I'll see you when I'm in LA. Yeah.
Where you? Yes, you in town? Like,
yo, and that scares me, bro, yeah, because I've grown so connected to these two niggas. Even you, mm-hmm, where Ryan's not even here, and I'll hit you like, yo, what's up?
Yeah,
hey, yo, I love fuck with you, my boy. Like that shit scares me. Yeah. So like, there's been times where there's things that happen because we're men and we're in relationship. There's been times that something happened I don't care for, I don't like it, and something needs to be communicated about it, but I don't say nothing. Because
it's not,
in my opinion,
it ain't worth all that.
In my experience, happy people stick around longer.
100%.
And I'm so scared of rocking the boat with my friends and my family and forcing that. So it's like, and Ryan will just say it. Ryan will be like, bro, you got to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like me and Ryan had I think this was, you know, rest in peace. It was right after your grandfather died, remember? Mm-hmm. And you had came to the wherever we were shooting that virtual trap karaoke.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation. Mm-hmm. We had a real and we were like, oh, wait, we agree. Because in my mind, I'm thinking it's me versus everybody else.
Yeah.
And in his mind, he's thinking it's him versus everybody else. And then we were like,
wait,
no, it's both us y'all versus
everybody else.
Bullshit. And it was like, oh, okay. And he literally, this is my first time saying it to him. It took one of those walls down.
Mm.
And I don't know if Ryan can tell, like, I've been way more open with him since then. Because it's like, he literally just said, bro, just communicate. Tell me, bro.
And I'm big on
communication. Like, Rod's always like that.
I'm big on communication just because I hate when people don't communicate with me.
Yeah.
It just be the simple things like, yo, we going here. Can you do this? Yeah, I can. Then it comes time to it. It's like, yo, I can't. You could have just texted me like, yo, I can't. It's just the little things you could do, but people are afraid of communication because they don't want to let people down. And when you let people down, it's sad. And when they're sad, they're not your friends anymore. But for me, it's like, if you communicate with me, I'm cool. But that also goes into a business world. Like,
hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When it comes to business, communicating is key, especially on emails and text messages and stuff. But when you open up a new business, like you have a new business, you have two new businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to the black businesses in the
room.
Let's go. Absolutely.
Clap up for the black businesses.
So all the black businesses.
I'm gonna name them in a second, but I just wanted to get into like, you gotta know how to like communication with people, especially not of color, when you're a owner and they're looking at you in a way like, how did you get this? Because that's how they look at me in any business that I have. How did you get this? And why didn't I think of this? And I don't want to support you because I could have done this and this. And that comes from the black people, the white people. But especially when it comes to white people, when they look at you and it's like, they automatically think you work there.
Yeah. Facts.
And they see you helping people out and they automatically think, hey, can you give me the manager? Can you give me the owner? And then when you look back and you do a 360 and still you, it's like,
sorry, sir.
I'm him. That's a whole different way of communicating also.
Yeah. Right.
Because as a black person, as a black human being,
right,
we're always look like we can't do this better than that.
Right.
Everybody wants to do what we do, but when it's that extra leap, it's like, oh, y'all can't do that, no way.
Right.
So we're gonna keep them down there with the, oh, you got the food truck? All right, cool. That's all you got. Then you get to Biggie's and you're like,
wait,
you got this too?
That's connected to that?
And so that's all I want to get into when it comes to. It's perfect because we're talking about, of course, it's a great month to talk about.
But before we spin, right, I want to put a button on this. How do y'all think we fix that amongst our community? How do we fix the communication in order to get to a point where we're now known, or forget known, because I don't get what the world thinks.
Yeah.
Amongst us, we're now known as a breed of people, breed of men who excel in conflict resolution.
I was watching a YouTube video yesterday, and it said how to break out of old habits.
Yeah.
People get so scared of jumping into something new, whether you want to learn something new, whatever, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And people get so stuck. And I'm definitely, Rod, I'll tell you, I'm definitely a person like this where I'll be trying to perfect it in my head mm-hmm. before I do it.
Yeah.
So then that just, so much time goes by.
Right.
Me trying to perfect something in my head. They told me the first thing you got to do is just sit there and fucking do it. No matter how hard it is, just do it. Once you do it, then you go into the state of doing it. Then you're like, okay, now I could readjust. Then I could do this. Then I could actually start fixing things while I'm doing
it. But that could be dangerous, no?
It can be. I mean, everything's like dangerous. And me sitting in my head too much is dangerous because now I'm missing out on moments. You know what I'm saying?
I think.
But as you're doing it, then we start being like, all right, cool. Mouse don't like this. All right, now our conversation's flowing now as opposed to me just trying to think what's in your head.
Right.
And then trying to figure out how to work around you.
Right.
So I would say my first thing would be just to fucking do it. Whether it's scary or not, start talking about it.
Attempting to start resolve conflict.
Yeah, attempt it. Attempt.
I feel like, do you mean like how we can teach like the generation after us?
We can't teach. This is something.
We got to teach ourselves
first. There's a lot of things that I think we maybe.
Like I said, I'm good on communication. Like this is me. Like unless I don't want to be. And if I don't want to be, you should really.
Well, I just mean as a whole, right?
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. But we got to start with ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell a whole bunch of niggas that bad communication. Let's make other people better communicate. I got to come around like-minded people who at least want to try to better communicate.
Right.
And once we sit down and we talk about it like, yo, dang, I could do this or I could do that. Or I'm with three people that's like, yo, I communicate amazing. How can we get people to do the same thing? That's when we go to these schools.
Yep.
And we got to start from the bottom.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if your communication bad at 30-something, and you're not in my life, I don't give a fuck. Because you've already put in your mind that you don't want to properly communicate. Or you weren't taught, which isn't your fault. But at a certain age, if I ask you something, you're like, man, you know, you're talking to somebody and they always got to, I mean, it's like, cool, bro. Mm-hmm. I've given you your time. Mm-hmm. I try to communicate with you. Don't want to communicate, cool. But these kids don't know no better.
Right.
Because honestly, these kids learn that shit from your dumb ass because you don't want to learn and then you ended up having the kids and then you taught them how to not communicate because you don't communicate with them.
Right.
So that's a whole cycle on its own. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's getting with like-minded people, figuring out that you didn't know how to communicate as good, but now you're communicating better with me. Mm. So we're working. You might not know how to communicate because you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Right.
But when I tell you like, yo, when I text you all the time, like, yo, bro, stop being selfless, bro. Like you do everything for everybody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to do shit by yourself.
Talking about cousin Juan.
Yeah. For Juan. It's like, yo, you do everything for everybody.
I help so many people.
You always help. So many. We all do. But to a certain extent, I got to literally text him in the morning. I'll wake up like, I'm like, yo, bro, do some shit for yourself. Like, go do this. Go start this. Boom, boom, boom.
Which is evident now. It's so funny you said that now because it's super evident because when I first met cousin Juan, I'm seeing him attached to everybody else stuff. I'm like, I don't know what's his, what's not. Now I see, oh, this is Juan's.
But you know the crazy thing is? Juan let that shit organically happen. He didn't push for it. He was always trying to help people and do this way. And to the point where it was like, God put some shit on the table. It was like, yo, this is you, my man.
Yeah.
Like, you get a slice of this pie. Instead of being a distributor and going to these places and getting contracts, you now distribute the shit.
Yeah.
Like, you get a piece of everything now. Mm-hmm. Instead of helping everybody, now everybody's helping you. So when people go to Biggie's and they go to the food truck.
First NYC, by the way.
Yeah, First NYC. You go to these places and you see Juan, you like, I'm here because of you and you own this shit and you run this shit and I'm proud of you for doing that shit.
Well, now that you say that, cousin Juan, let's talk about these black businesses that you own, brother.
Let's
talk about the black business. You are feeding the community, literally. Talk about it. What do you got up? What is First the Food Truck? What's that?
All right, so First NYC was a collaboration between me and my girlfriend.
Shout out to you getting in the business with your girl.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful thing. I will say
You clapping? All right, thanks.
And
that's that Leo energy over there. I see you, boy.
Yeah, we here. So a collaboration with my girl, and what I will say, if people ain't ready for it, don't do it. But this situation is wonderful. I love it. But it was supposed to be a brick and mortar first.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend's a chef, and of course, I always eat good. We always eat good. We keep that around us.
The family over there eats very good.
We always eat good. That's the slogan. But we wanted it to be a brick and mortar first, but COVID happened.
Yeah.
So we had to stay on our feet, hence the food truck. And I will tell everybody now on air, getting a food truck is not easy at all. So don't think y'all could get that shit tomorrow. It's
especially in New York.
Especially in New York.
Whatever they showed us in the Shy is not real.
Nah, but New York is one of the harder places.
Yeah, New York is hard. But I'll save that for a different conversation because I don't need to give everybody the gems.
Yeah, yeah,
I
don't give them the sauce.
So they
get
the
juice. They get the juice, but they definitely got to pay for that.
So, you know, we made shit happen. Stayed very persistent. There was times I wanted to give up during COVID, but we didn't. Shout out to my shorty.
Yeah, yeah.
And we came up with the idea of First NYC being the first meal of the day, hence the big one on there. Mm-hmm. For me, I go by Juan.
Yep.
So it's a subliminal, you know, thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want the food truck to have any food. Not memorabilia. That's not the right word. Any food
propaganda
decals on it or anything like that, because I wanted to keep it open for anything else that may happen in the world as it happens.
Right.
But First NYC focuses on elevated breakfast sandwiches, and we killing them in the morning. Killing them.
Killing the roast coach.
Let me get a sample.
All right, go with the one that I get.
All right. So wait. So let's take the simple concept of a bacon, egg, and cheese. Everybody know a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Right.
But instead, our joint, instead of doing a bagel or a Kaiser roll or a croissant, with ours, you could do the waffle bread. You could do the pancake bread. You could do the Hawaiian rolls. You could do the French toast bread. It don't matter. We get busy. You
putting
can add
it on the French toast challah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on.
I'm gonna tell you what I get.
Go ahead. Jump
so
in.
So it's not on the menu. Like, we're not going.
We're not going to do.
I'm an off the menu kind of guy.
You heard?
So I get the French toast. I'm gonna start with my base. I get the French toast. So I got the good cinnamon.
So that's
sugar.
That's the outside. We call that the outside.
Okay.
Because on the truck they have three things. What is
No. Go through. I'm gonna jump in there. We pity patting.
So I do the French toast.
That's the outside.
Yeah. It's got the cinnamon sugar on top. Amazing. Then I'm gonna go with the duck hash.
That's inside.
Like
that's
duck it. Hash. Like
so.
Duck
so
hash.
So look. So my girl makes one of the best duck hash. Oh my God.
Just say the best.
The best.
Wait, the best.
The best. So you know, niggas don't be eating duck in the hood.
I had to bring that to the hood.
Fire.
Had to turn up the bacon, egg, and cheese. So we doing that. But continue.
Yeah, go ahead. I do the duck hash. You know, I got a little potato. I'm right.
That's the hash. The
duck goes on top of the hash. The potato. If y'all didn't know, and then it has a nice little
rhubarb jam.
Yeah, no,
you say that one.
I didn't even get there yet.
Hold on, because
you forgot the egg. The egg definitely goes on.
Fried egg.
Little runny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good little cheese.
You got to put the bib on when you get to the store. You have to when you bite on that sandwich. You got to.
You get a little good cheese. You know. And then to top it off, you got the rhubarb jam.
What is a rhubarb jam? Now, that sounds elegant.
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
Yes.
My bad.
No.
Rhubarb
so good.
Jam. But
one of the top elite jams out there. Top it ain't no regular. Yeah.
What's the regular jam?
Yeah, it ain't no Schmuckers.
Okay.
Nah, we talking about a good put your foot in the jam.
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah,
so that
I'm fucking with it already.
That right there is my sandwich. That's what I'm gonna do.
That's
I'm
the rye.
I'm gonna have to call him up. We're going to have to do some name changes on it. That's later on. We're going to talk about that.
But yeah, so on the first truck, you got three specialty sandwiches.
Okay.
You got the fried chicken sandwich.
Bang.
You got the pork belly.
Okay. In the morning? You blessing niggas like that in the morning?
With the poblano aioli.
Okay.
Fire.
Okay.
Then you got the duck hash. That's one of my favorites. Only because what we do for the community, and it ain't there. That's just something that's not there.
You're not going to go to this truck and get anything you can go get regularly unless you go to the truck, take it, and you go to your house and try to make it, and it ain't going to be that. So you might as well go to the truck.
Now, what a pescatarian nigga like me get? Like,
so we ain't ready for those yet.
So I can't just get the egg?
I mean, of course you could do that, but we don't have like a full meal.
No, I don't even need that. I want to come.
Yeah, but
egg.
Of course you could do
that. I
want to
put the egg on the you French
could do
toast. The,
you could do the duck hash, but you could make it just a regular hash. It's optional. You know what I'm saying? You could
so
do that.
Maybe I could put the egg on top of the hash.
In summertime, we got the good fruit salad and all that, but it's a different name
what
to it. But
how the community find the truck? Is there like an app? It's not an app yet.
This is our first venture, so I will say we are working through the kinks. I like to personally get through that before I start telling the world to pull up.
And that's why I have to be his right hand, because he wants everything to be so perfect.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, at least just sexy. You know what I'm saying?
I get it, but I'm like, just put it out, because we're going to be 45 and you're talking about how you're trying to get
true,
this perfect duck hash together.
Yeah. Very
and
true.
And shit ain't
true.
A lot. So just do it. Like, if you fail, you fail, but you go and bounce right back. We are better people from our failures.
But it's located on the corner of Lafayette and Fulton.
Brooklyn.
The address,
Brooklyn.
We repping Brooklyn all day. And it's right next to, walking distance from Barclays, I would say 66 Lafayette Ave. That's right the address, the right by the smoke joint, right by 40 Acres in the Mule, Spike Lee joint.
Right by South Elliott.
We right
Bro,
there.
You literally like
right by Habana Outpost. Like, we gonna be shouting names
right there.
But
you
but
will I want to say in the morning.
I want to transition from that into the reason that one of the reasons that we had this customizable food truck is because I'm in a customizable space.
Yes, absolutely.
When it comes to art,
mm-hmm.
So that's my background, really. And I already knew people go crazy for shit like that. Oh, I want to put avocados with turkey bacon,
especially when
with
me and this
French
nigga
toast.
Eat bacon, egg, and cheese
every day.
On a bagel. We the first niggas with the raisin bagel, with the jelly, with the bacon, egg, and cheese. So we was already customizing sandwiches, going back and forth.
That,
like, yo,
we had the colored bagel.
We would go everywhere to places, God. And we do it to the people like, yo, you really want that? And you'd be like, yeah, I want the bacon, and I want the sausage. Like, we wilded.
I was going crazy.
So we was making our sandwiches from younger. We going to spots and making our sandwiches elite. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, we just doing this. He took it to a whole nother level. Yeah, and that's why I need those creatives.
Clap it up for Cousin Juan. You know? Clap it up for Cousin Juan.
That's why.
Andrew ain't clock. Thank you, Andrew.
And that's why it's like, and that just goes forward to something that was so, and it wasn't easy, but in his mind, it was already done.
Yeah.
He's such a creative because he does all the custom sneakers and the custom clothes,
the rugs,
and the merch, and he does the rugs.
You see me, I'm staying at this joint all day. I was staying at it all day.
So my boy does custom rugs.
And got a mean jump shot. Cousin Juan, please respect Cousin Juan's range.
Yo, I just beat some people yesterday, pause, in basketball, killed them.
Now you
jump shots only.
Now where at?
We have
on, am I allowed to say streets right now?
Yeah.
All right, so the park on Lafayette and what's the block before Marcus Garvey? Was that Tompkins or Troop? I always get them mixed up. Tompkins.
Y'all got cooked. If y'all noticed, if y'all hear this
part, he was outside.
Yeah, I was outside. Legs
he's
hurt
outside.
Right
he's
now.
An
yeah,
outside player. Hurt.
Yeah, I love
So he customizes shoes. So if y'all ever seen shoes get dip dyed at your favorite Nike event,
I'm there.
When they make the sneakers, when they customize them, that's his shit. He runs
that
world.
Shout out to 625 Industries,
that's
man.
That's his
My
company.
My brother sees. We facts. Here, man. We running the world.
He do the jerseys. If you see some jeans that look a little crazy from, can I say the names on your side?
Yeah,
if you see some Levi's out there.
Oh, he's definitely
Levi's a client too, man.
Levi's a client, Nike's a client, and I'm just happy to call this my brother and my cousin. Because he elevated himself from customizing clothes to now customizing food. And now, even circling full circle, he's customizing the experience at a bar/restaurant, which brings us to Biggie's Cafe.
Talk about Biggie's, please. Please talk about Biggie.
Hold on. We got to clap it up.
I've been looking at Biggie's for months, like, y'all got to pull up on that spot. No idea that was yours.
We turned that
Ryan out. Is just talking about it one day. He's like, hey, we had Biggie. I'm like, who's is that?
You know, the sickest part, which brings the world circle around, I just got a text from PJ Kev. Shout out PJ Kev.
Shout out PJ Kev.
Sir.
Sending me an invite to a plot my cousin owns.
For tonight.
He's like, yo, make sure you pull up here. I'm like, yo.
Remember, I told you earlier.
I said,
like,
that's my cousin's spot. And you know I invited you there the other day. He's like, well, word you got? I'm like, but it's like, Biggie's Cafe. When you hear Biggie, you think Brooklyn. It's not in Brooklyn, but think
but
us.
Brooklyn.
So
think
definitely think us. All
how do you
the,
even get before you even break it down? I'm what a, Biggie's
I'm
a
break it down
is?
Simple.
You are in a food truck space, which we don't typically see a lot from Black people. Now you also own a spot in Brooklyn. It's
part owner.
Black, but it's
still with his lady.
Still with
it's
his lady.
Still beautiful
too.
Love.
Beautiful love.
That's fine.
And let me
young,
break it down.
Yeah. Young love.
Yeah,
young
yeah.
love, young love.
So let me tell you some fly shit.
The only other black place I could think that used to be down there is Estin Carroll's. It's not even there no more.
Nah, my man Omar's kitchen up the block.
Yeah, Omar, yeah.
Yo,
shout out Omar.
Please,
come on. We got to shout out.
I definitely dropped the block. I definitely forgot about Omar's. Definitely forgot about Omar's, my pops.
And you know the craziest thing is, in the black community, especially growing up, it's hard for black businesses to get along. Because always a competition. Yo, I want to go down there. Biggie's and Omar's on the same block. A block away.
No, two blocks.
But I'm saying
but
on the same
street. But
right
pretty
when
on
much.
The same street.
Right when you come off the bridge.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And to know that two businesses can still elevate in this crisis of COVID that we have and still kill.
And kind of like, off each other's backs. Like, I think that's the best part.
It's just
part.
Two
like,
different swags. Guys,
right, exactly.
It's
so
two different
say,
swags.
Like, listen, like, you might even say, oh, you want West Indian or go down there. And Omar be like, oh, you want black?
It's going to be
everybody support.
I'm
going to
tell you how easy it is, though. Like, all right, so during COVID, and I'll tell you how things are in a work
right,
environment.
Right.
A lot of people don't want to work.
Oh.
They do not want to work. So my shorty, like I said, she's the chef. She's the executive chef. She runs the kitchen.
Right.
We trying to find chefs every day.
Yeah.
They yo, we want to come. We want to see what's up. All right, cool. Let's schedule a day. Boom. Today's Tuesday. All right, cool. We got a guy coming Thursday. He wants to come there. Mind you, Thursday comes. He's supposed to be there at 12. Check the space out. Doesn't show up. Doesn't send a text. Doesn't do nothing. All right, so cool. Now that guy's X'd off. We got to find another guy now.
Yeah.
We've been doing that for maybe 100 people. Maybe out of the 100 people, maybe 4 people actually pulled up.
Wow.
And out of those 4, we probably had 3. So just imagine, now I got all my friends coming, want to eat good, want to do their thing, they want to show their friends, and the kitchen ain't right. So now what do you do? What do you do? Now my shorty got to be in there slaving OD, but we put in that work. That's what we do. We got to put in that work.
And that's part of your story.
Yeah, that's like, definitely a part of the story.
Talk about what it's like to be in business, not only with a person who shares your work ethic, but your lady that shares your work ethic.
I'm going to lie. God blessed me.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm going to just say that.
I'll tell you this. From the outside looking in, he deserved everything he's getting right now.
Clap it up for Cousin Juan getting what he deserves. Clap it up for Cousin Juan.
It's, when I talk about Juan, me and him have been in so many situations together that y'all wouldn't believe. I know. I don't want to tell his miss, but I've talked about this on my podcast. I've been locked up.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say for the long.
We here. This is real.
And I wasn't years. It wasn't that shit. I was caught in a situation where I was basically on some. It wasn't even probation. It was worse than probation in my eyes. Way worse because I had to be somewhere 5 days a week getting drug tests five times a week. It was disgusting. And I'm talking about liquor drug
and
tests.
We both was in.
We
that
couldn't
shit.
Drink. We couldn't drink because it goes back 72 hours.
Which I was shock pissed. Program.
No, it wasn't even shock.
It was a drug program.
Oh. It was a drug program. Wow. But it was to defer what we could have got.
To defer which I yeah.
So. My whole story on that is like, you know, we niggas did what they did, whatever. We don't do none of that no more. But he was already there. And I got situated in that program because he was there and he told me what to do and what to say, how to get there, how we're going to work, how we're going to better ourselves.
Right.
So me and this nigga was two sober individuals for 2 years looking at each other every day.
I ain't smoked weed for 3.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Like,
he couldn't. So he couldn't smoke turkey. Weed. I couldn't smoke weed for probably almost 2.5. Yeah. Couldn't drink no liquor. We couldn't do nothing. So the conversations we'd be having and the way we looked out on life and looked at people was so different because you know how it is, a sober mind.
Yeah.
So it's
I love it.
But to not be sober and then be sober. Yeah. And it's not like you have a choice to be sober.
Yeah.
We didn't have a choice. We didn't have an option. we couldn't drink Listerine. Like facts. Certain bagels.
Anything that has, no, nigga. Certain anything bagel. With alcohol contents,
certain
they
bagels.
Test you.
Yo, certain bagels because of opioids. We couldn't, there's a whole bunch of shit we couldn't do. Just
you couldn't have poppy seed bagels?
No. You can't have an everything bagel. Just off the basic things of this is in your system. So we can go be like,
No megas from uptown. None of that.
We could go into there and be like, yo, your piss is dirty. Oh, I had some Listerine. Okay. Lock up. I see niggas going in
there. Or reset your time.
Yeah. I see niggas going in there, supposed to be in there for 18 months and end up doing 7 years in jail just based off of taking a sip of wine, not think, or having something in their food and they didn't know and it comes back off of that type of shit. So for me and him to fight what we fought together, backs against the walls, families looking at us crazy, mom, his mom, like everybody like we the black sheep of the family.
Right.
And then...
And y'all being the lightest people in the
family. Yeah, of course, we light skin, we doing all that shit. Yeah. But then to come out and be like, yo, we're business owners and...
Bingo.
We niggas want to be sitting in our shoes and be who we are and be around the people. And we don't ask for this. We just put in the work. We put in the time. We put in the grind.
Right.
And to see this man and where he came, this shit is...
Clap for Cousin Juan Ryan for making it. Yeah, like, buddy. Yeah,
I've been, this has been my road dog. He's been with me in Indiana at Purdue. He was coming up there. He was getting money. Like, it was certain things that we were doing that people just.
Purdue's pretty lucky there. I didn't know you back then. Purdue's pretty fucking lucky.
So it's like to see
Ryan, in Indiana, pull up.
To see the growth from me, for him to look at me and be like, yo, damn, like, likewise, I know you wouldn't do this shit. And for me to look at him and be like, yo, you own this, you own that, you and that. Fuck all that. You in a happy relationship. Yeah, and that shit means so much to me. Man. I love his girl, bro. I can say I love his girl because I hated his last one.
Facts. But it's real shit, though.
But you see what I'm saying? It's real shit. But it wasn't even... And from my hate, it didn't come from... Because I hated her. It's because she just didn't like me. Like, and that's what it really was.
I'm going to tell you how crazy it would get. I'm going to tell you how crazy it would get. Rod coming to New York... you about to act different. You Y'all, I'm not even going to see you. You don't even hang out with me when he there. You don't even talk to me the same. And I'm just like,
the craziest part is when I was coming back when they was together, I would come back for work and I wouldn't even see him. But she would just have the vision that I would pop up. Like she would invite, mind you, I live in Cali. And at the point I was in Cali, she would have a birthday party for him. Not even a surprise birthday party, just throwing it, inviting all his friends. I'm his best friend, my nigga. Like, you can't see him without me. Yeah. Right. It's just not possible. Right. She'll invite everybody but me, even people in California that are not going to attend.
Literally, she would go around, Ryan.
Literally go around.
But it's just like,
to the point where niggas would be like, yo, you come to one party? I'm like, yo, I know nothing about it. I got to hit him up. Because I don't want him because I'm thinking it's a surprise. But I'm like, yo, what's going on? Yo, I'm going to have some. She didn't tell you. And he got a bang. Yo, why wouldn't you? I didn't think he was going to come. But you invited Nash to, and he's not coming for sure. But you're not going to invite.
Right.
And so that's why it was things that he didn't need in his life, but he needed to see that happen.
Right. Yeah.
So
right.
I'm not the person that's going to be like, yo, you got to this. Like, yo, in time you'll learn. Yeah. And it happened in such a great way, an organic way, that him and his lady now are just like, it's beautiful to see. It's motivation for me to go do what I got to do because I see two individuals working together and owning businesses
and
together, not just
no
one.
Headaches.
Like,
no headaches.
Nah.
Nothing. She ain't worried for nothing.
And trust me, I'm the type of person, I could foresee shit.
Yeah.
Me and her,
good.
Yeah.
They good. And I love to see it because I've seen him, not even relationships, I've seen him down. I've seen him, we've cried next to each other like, yo, I've looked at him on the couch when I'm leaving the crib like, yo, bro, I might not come back today.
Right.
Hold the family down.
That's right.
Like, they might lock me up today. Right. And did it happen? Absolutely. He looked at me like, man, fuck out of here. You come back. I looked at him like, yo, boy, this I might not see you for a couple, whatever it is, I might not see you. And he holds it down. Like, to even his little brother, like, his little brother has helped my mom out in ways unimaginable. He's in Cali right now in my crib. That's my man. Like, my little cousin's my man. And he's in a place where sometimes
he's in his head a lot.
And he don't see eye to eye with people. And he's not a bad, he's a great person. But he's the type of person that's like, yo, I don't got to talk to you. I'm just fuck you up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
love the energy.
Unteaching.
You think you crazy?
You know what I'm saying?
My brother ran around, tried to poke me like.
Yeah, like in the crib. He chased him in the crib.
Big knife.
So to know that we're his mentors and he looks up to us.
Right.
And he's seen us from.
It's probably a lot safer for y'all too with him looking up to y'all.
No. First of all.
Yes.
It's a lot. But whatever he does, we know we're going to have his back. We're going to do it with us. So it's a lot safer now that me and him don't. Where there's no fast money going on.
Because he got
to see his older brother and his older cousin getting money. Yeah. Hey, you want some bread here? Do this. Yo, sneak it, wear whatever you want. He know where the money stash is at. Yo, take out five bins. We on our way. We want to get tatted at 4 a.m. Like, he knew those type of phone calls. That was just him. But he understood, like, this is not me, but they going to hold it down. So when he seen us take a whole, I won't say a 360 because that's not what we did. We did a 180. Mm-hmm. When we did a good 180, now he's like, I got to grow up. I'm not saying a little bit. I got to grow up a lot of bit.
Yeah.
I see what they doing. They doing something right. Before, I didn't have to grow up because they didn't grow up.
Yeah.
Now I see them growing up. This nigga's in relationships. We owning businesses. We moving and grooving. And no, we're not going to leave you. But if you don't stand up, you're going to get left out.
Yeah.
I'm never going to leave you on the floor.
Yeah.
But if you my family, you're always going to have a seat at the table. But if you're not going, at least put your 2 cents in or have some type of passion with something.
Mm-hmm. You got to level up or get leveled over.
Exactly. And my little cousin is at the point right now, I can say this on air, he's learning and he's leveling up.
Shout out to little cousin.
He's doing his thing, man.
Clap up for little cousin.
For me, when we have these conversations, like, these are normal conversations. These are me and your normal conversations. Mm-hmm. But when I really look at it in retrospect and I sit back and I be like, damn, my circle is really fire. I got Mouse. I got Juan, I got Mac, then I got Nas running by Yola running the shit.
Yeah, Weed Empire.
Then I got Boogs. He just graduated from law school.
Shout out to Boogs.
Shout out to law school.
I got my little sister that's crazy because Boogs graduated from law school in Houston.
Your little brother.
And my little sister got into the same law school when he graduated. She'll be attending there in a couple weeks. Then my man Julian, who does all the graphics and all the merch and all that hat. Ari, but niggas don't know he work at a label. He run all the fucking Warner Brothers. Like, my circle is so lit.
Yeah.
Rob Mac, he does all the film stuff. He's a cinematographer.
Shout out to Mac.
My circle is so tight that you can't break us. Like, we're a bond.
What Jay said, every nigga in your clique is rugged. Never fall. Everybody be each other's crutches.
See what I'm saying? We all getting money and we not worried about the next nigga's bag.
Yeah.
We not comparing ourselves to nobody. We sitting out here every day. We going to get our money. We going to get our bag. We fucking with our joints.
Shout out to Carlton.
I'm
talking about bags.
Oh my God.
Shout out
my man
to
Carlton got the biggest, best bag. I don't give a fuck what bag you got. Louis, Gucci, all that shit. Everybody know on the gram. If you go to his page.
Not he only, dropping this Friday too. I'm going to just say that
not,
now.
Not only are you going to get the sauce because he going to show you every girl in the world with the bag, but he going to give you something good for the community. It's not too expensive. It's hard as shit to get.
Facts.
But he's running that world. Like, all my niggas is straight.
Yeah.
So what I got to worry about, going back to the communication, what I got to communicate with the niggas that don't understand us? Because I've seen ununderstanding moments when we ain't have shit and we sharing bacon, egg, and cheese when we know we had, when I'm talking about as adults.
Right.
And
right.
when we know we just was spending 100 bands last summer.
Right.
Like, it's a whole different world once you lose it and you get it back. Because I had it. I lost it, and when I get it back this time, I'm never gonna lose it again. So having y'all, I'll be real with y'all. Clap it up for y'all, because without y'all, I wasn't gonna be here.
Clap it up to all of us, man. That was sweet right there.
Yeah, let's do
but
it.
But even that, let me go back to your point. Communication, that was it right there. Mm-hmm. How do we show people that? You showing it to them right now.
And that's how we do. So coming from everything, this nigga has a food truck. He has a fucking restaurant that everybody goes to.
Look, listen,
and
y'all not
gonna hear this.
Man.
Y'all not gonna hear this episode in real time. So let me just tell you now, your man Diddy is gonna be at the spot tonight.
Facts.
You heard? And that alone,
with the deli
that alone can tell you.
I got the text today, like, yo, hey, listen, you need to pull up today. I was like,
Taco Tuesday too, y'all. Tuesday.
Because y'all about to have to clap it up for me right now. I'm an adult now. I be putting all the dressing shit on my tacos.
Here we go.
Avocados, the hot sauce.
Shout out
Pico
to you.
De Gallo.
Shout out to
baby.
Unignorizing. I don't know. It's not even a word. Shout out to unignorizing. You're like
unignorizing.
I like that.
I used to literally eat shrimp or fish tacos plain, which is like the little lettuce in
naked?
It. I didn't know that. Yo, I used to turn down Pico de Gallo. I didn't know what it was. I'm like, nah, I don't trust that shit, bro. Take that shit off.
Nah, you got
it.
But
the crazy thing is, if you see it, it comes full circle. We talking about a spot named Biggie's.
Yeah.
We from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
We from Brooklyn.
We talking about having Diddy in the spot.
Yep.
Who was his best friend, his right hand, his partners, everything. And now they're going to be in one spot. Yes, Biggie's not here. R.I.P. Rest in peace forever. But in spirit, he's there. Mm-hmm. You had a spot called Biggie's Cafe with Diddy drinking. Like, it's a Brooklyn moment for me. That's why it's like, I'm hyped.
That's why nigga pushed the flight back. Yeah, nigga ride
actually,
you know, I'm leaving on Wednesday. I'm like,
actually,
I mean, why not?
I pushed the flight back because the tickets was outrageous.
Yeah, we don't need
that's
to get
why
hit
I pushed back.
Believe me, I know.
But that's God.
Yeah.
I pushed it back for money reasons.
Yeah.
He pushed it back for me to celebrate life.
Woo.
See what I'm saying?
And that's how you
message.
Cap a podcast.
Message.
Cuz please believe Diddy going to see these straws. For sure.
Facts.
I'm going to have them shit in my nose like a walrus, all kinds of
things. Tied up in the head. He's going to be like, what's going on?
I'm like, you need a straw, my brother?
Easy.
Brother Love?
Brother Love definitely need a straw, black owned. So on that note,
let's do it. Listen, you know what? Fuck it. This is by the time they hear this, I think this will probably play the last day of June or last Monday of June, whenever they hear it. But what I want to do is, one more time, Juan, Dawn, cousin Juan, tell them how they get
Juan
in.
DeMarco.
Juan DeMarco, how they support one NYC, how they support.
I won't lie to you and say that I'm the best Instagram social media person,
terrible.
But I do show a lot through stories. And if you catch it, you catch it. But my Instagram is WAUNDAUN, is Juan Dawn. Then you got Biggie's Cafe, NYC. And then you have First NYC, but First is FIRST NYC.
Now, outside of your own black-owned business, name a black-owned business that you want the people to support.
Ecogave.
Funny thing, because I was going to say Ecogave.
That's why these my family.
I ain't going to lie. A lot of us is doing our thing. I could shout out names. You got Carlton Yato.
Yep.
You got Brick Owens.
Yep.
You got Ecogave.
You got Kurt.
Yes. You got... What's hit Lemoo?
Yeah, it's fire. Cologne,
yes.
Fire.
Mm. You got
it, we got Viola.
We got Viola. You got yo, bro. When we say we buying a block back, we
buying
a
block.
Lot of block
yeah.
back.
Yeah,
like we got HMD in the spot.
Hold my dick.
You got
yo Kev, nobody said that before.
That's funny.
Nah, that's definitely like.
Yo, when you said H&B, I was like.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Nigga be in my text message. Gotta definitely be telling. Yeah,
yeah, we here. We got 625 Industries. Dude. We here, man. We
And I want people to know that, like, we just don't talk about black businesses. We are black businesses. We support them. Like,
yo, Ryan has had
it's us, bro.
Yo, he's been potting today.
I'm just trying to get people off my back. You know, this is what we do. We was gone, quarantined up, but don't think we're not back. We're back. Our cocky bullshit.
Yeah, shout out to HMD for real, though. Shout out to Big Kev. Shout out to Devon, to rush out to our amazing engineer today, Andrew. He's been slacking on his clapping, but he's gonna be
so
all right.
He probably got the same birthday as Juan. Just because we both April 15, they both Leos. I'm just gonna get
What's
it.
Your birthday, Andrew?
21st.
It's close enough.
Moses, it's a number seven.
Close enough.
Seven.
It's a close enough. You know, seven is a godly number. Godly number.
God.
That's facts.
Come on,
listen,
man.
We here.
Nigga, Mello wore seven.
Mello
and he wore
7.
15.
Come on.
That's my guy. You know that's my guy.
And you know 7/15 is Mac's birthday. Niggas didn't even think
that's a
like
fact.
That.
That's a fact. And that's a 15. Come on now. I can do this all day. But I don't got time. Yo, thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming to it.
Don't forget to tell them. It's official. We've been teasing it for a few weeks. It's official.
It is official. You know.
So
you
by
know,
time y'all hear this podcast,
that Get the Draws playlist,
Get the Draws
that y'all
playlist.
Love. Well, yeah. Now we got some people supporting us. We got
Shout
some people that
breaker.
That they put a little condo down the street.
They put a little condo down the street.
They put a little condominium down the street.
We told them, if you're going to fuck with us, you got to at least be in the neighborhood.
Be in the neighborhood. So Breaker is involved
Shout
with
the Music Breaker.
Get the Draws playlist. So if you are an upcoming artist that's not signed, this is for y'all. Mm. We want to show love to y'all. Not saying we won't have no, you know, good tunes that you know on it, but I'm going to throw y'all in there. We're going to have our own playlist, so we don't got to go to these white people to get on their playlist to be hot. We're going to start our own shit.
So from now on, y'all will. And then after each, so what we'll do is, once Music Breakers give us their selections, and it's easy. All y'all got to do is go to Music Breaker. Go to musicbreaker.com.
How are they spelling that? Is it the regular Breaker?
MUSICBREAKR.
Okay, cool. Had to ask.
Also, if you go to our Instagram, all of the information is right there. Shout out to Music Breaker. We're really doing something revolutionary with this. We're giving y'all direct access to get on this playlist and get one of y'all songs heard on an episode.
Tune in, y'all.
So, I mean, you can't lose with that. So, if y'all at home, y'all know an R&B artist or artist that got some sexy music, you know what I mean? Do what y'all supposed to do. Do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Follow Music Breaker. Follow the Guys Next Door Instagram. We going to be interacting with the records. You know, we might go live with some of these people.
I'll say this, and I know.
Do it.
I know I might not be able to say this or supposed to say this, but fuck it, it's my show.
Do it.
If I fuck with your music, which I will, because the ones we pick are going to be classic joints, you know we going on tour soon.
Uh-oh.
That's all we're saying.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all y'all need to say. That's all y'all need to say.
I just want to help the people that help me.
Because every time we touch down, you know, we were at Roots Picnic.
What type of music vibe y'all looking for, though, before
sexy,
we leave?
We need just a GTD playlist.
What kind of, the big draws? Or the, yeah.
It depends on what you like. If you like the big draws, you like the big draws.
You know, I've been being better with that, so go ahead.
Yeah. Whatever you like is what you like.
Whatever you like. Whole lot of fun. Never get it started. What you like?
But yes, that's for
Damn
y'all.
That record. Yo, Brat was fire.
The Brat not gonna get in a versus?
For what? She don't got 20. I just wanted to end the show off with a laugh.
Brat,
she don't got 20. I just want to end off with a good note.
The Brat is in a versus once a month. Well, period.
Yo, you're sick. You are sick.
We needed
sick.
It.
You're sick.
But if you have any listening letters, if you have anything.
I'm like,
who was she with? Yeah, we had such a mature episode that we had to give you some violence. We had to give you violence. Because without violence, we wouldn't be us. Sometimes the house is clean, but
this
you look over, and there's some shit you don't. The chair broke, something happened, and the curtains is open. Whatever it is, we always going to give you
I
some classics.
I was puzzled. I was like, yo, what artist was she with once a month? What?
Said, I am puzzled.
Puzzled.
But that's thank y'all comedy. For coming.
Ryan, close this out because I can't do it.
You know you can find us. If you have any listening letters, you know where to hit us up. GuysNextDoor123@gmail.com. Patreon. Please, we having new bonus episodes coming up. Weekly, monthly. You know how we give it up. Merch coming soon. Tour about to go on. We got a lot of things going on. Oh, and by the time this does come out, the BET Awards will have passed.
Bang.
Which means we was on the red carpet.
Bang.
Which means we was interviewing.
Bang.
Which means
y'all was doing y'all thing.
Bang.
Which means I'm here. Juan's here. Mouse is here. Thank y'all for coming in.
I'm announcing it right here. I mean, he don't even know. I'm announcing it right here. Cousin Juan's a part of the show from now on. Cousin Juan.
Cousin Juan.
See Cousin Juan is Cousin Juan.
Cousin Juan.
Oh
cousin Juan.
If you see him
Let's
outside, he's Cousin Juan.
That's your cousin.
Let's get it.
He's here. It's Cousin Juan.
Yo, yo, yo. Everything's organic. That's how I move. If you see me, show. Give me a hug. I'm
listen,
a hugger.
Listen, listen,
cousin
hug.
Juan,
listen.
Take a picture with Cousin Juan.
Listen.
And tag
yeah, regular. We listen. Here.
In here, we always eat good. We got the soaps coming that's out. Always smell good.
Always smell good.
Seen that today on your gram.
We perfecting it. It's only going to take a second.
But we had to show the people something because if we didn't show them, we might have never came out with it. But now that the people see something, they're going to itch to it. So we got that smell good, eat good. And you know, this really, this feeling, we
smell good, we good, and we look good.
And we look good. And thank you for this pasta because it damn sure feel good that we back together.
It feel good. Ooh. It feel good. We got arm space in here. We got
the space is real nice. It's sexy.
We got the ceiling in the sky.
Up in the cloud. Me and my
it's so
spouse.
Freaky. When I told you the first time, I was like, oh, this thing
we
is
outside,
some
but we inside
shit.
At the same time.
Yo,
that's
never,
crazy.
Yo, keep it a buck. Big Kev on the way out. You ain't never knocked nothing down in here.
Yes,
yet.
He did. Shut up. Nigga said, up in the clouds. Me and my spouse.
I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. Hey,
I like that. Great answer. Great
let's
answer.
Hear, let's hear.
Nigga laughed.
Listen here, Cousin Kev. Listen, what's going to happen is.
I need a key.
I'm going to book. I need a key. And I'm going to book a session.
It's
only going to be a 15-minute session.
We can do a little private joint in here.
Listen, it's going to be a 15-minute session. You can get another podcast in here right after yo, me.
You ain't got to even worry about the timestamp because I'm out.
Yeah, you don't even worry. You be like, we just opened it for Mouse.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but this is
that's
good. This is good. Yo, we got it. Yo, I just got an idea.
We got mad rooms, too.
I was about to say, I just got an idea. We got to do date night. I don't know. How, I love the name. We got to figure it out.
Yeah. You're giving them too much right now.
Believe it out, Rel. Believe it the fuck out. Believe it out and end on this. Bye. Yo, dude.
Let's get it, y'all.
That was
good.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.